Dictation for Laureen, L-O-R-E-E-N, Smith, S-M-A-I-T-H, August 6, 39. Address as a letter to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 4631713. Dear Dr. Holmes, follow up for Laureen, chronic kidney disease, last visit in May. Prior acute changes at the time of exposure with Bactrim, underlying CHF diastolic type. Since the last visit, no hospital admission. She's legally blind, stable dyspnea, however not using oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, denies major cough or sputum production, some nasal congestion, no smoking, denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, has frequency urgency but no cloudiness of blood, no major incontinence, minor edema, lightheadedness but no falling episode. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight the Eliquis, Bisoprolol, Bumex, presently off Aldactone. Remains on diabetes cholesterol management. Weight 170, previously 166, blood pressure 128.54. Lungs are clear, no pleural effusion consolidation, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, no edema, no gross focal motor deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is creatinine 1.64, is being as high as 2.3. There is low sodium, high potassium, normal metabolic acidosis, abnormal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 10.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3 to 4. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. She has low sodium concentration representing free water intake. She has high potassium. We discussed the importance of following diet, fluid restriction, low potassium diet. There is anemia, presently no EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, normal nutrition, calcium, anticoagulated with Eliquis without active bleeding. Iron levels needs to be updated. Blood testing on a monthly basis. She has atrial fibrillation with congestive heart failure diastolic type. Educated patient. Dialysis is done for GFR less than 15 based on symptoms or severe volume overload. Come back in 4 months. End of dictation.